pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a Friday, the final Friday of January 2008. Glad to have you along with us. It is ESPN Night at the Storm. ESPN Night at the Storm. And we have one spot left in the ESPN Godfather's Pizza Eating Contest that we are going to give away today. You'll get a chance to be on the ice as one of the six contestants, so playing for your section, eating for your section tonight, and you'll get a four-pack of tickets to the Tri-City Storm game. Skate at 7:05 tonight, and that will be going on during the first intermission, but you need to be there, obviously, at the start of the match, get registered, and then they'll break you down, tell you the rules, and let you know what's going on. So we'll be giving away one of those coming up this half hour on the Doug and Daddy Show. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, that's right, we've talked with a lot of Huskers and Husker coaches this week. Our third Husker coach of the week, we've talked with Connie Yori. We've talked with Mike Anderson. Today, we talk with the highest-rated coach in all of the land as far as Nebraska goes, and that is Mark Manning, head wrestling coach. The Huskers are ranked second in the country, and they are off until next week, but they're coming off a second-place finish at the National Duels, and then they go down and defeat Oklahoma State Sunday on live national television, and they were number two in the country. So Mark Manning is going to join us at the bottom of the hour.
Douglas, we talk from time to time, and we go through high school basketball scores the wee thing, and we kind of get it. I don't know, we make fun of them. Yeah, we make fun of them and chuckle about them.
You.
Well, I do. Okay. Like 88-4. Well, I see that Montana is the latest. This is in the USA Today. They've got several scores. Actually, they cite several instances, one in which Tom Mummer, in his first year as head basketball coach at Kennedy, which is Berean, Washington, after 11 years as an assistant, he was suspended by two games and got a reprimand after his girls defeated Evergreen out of Vancouver, Washington, 112-16. A few others, 54-7. Another team in Hampton, Virginia, didn't allow an opponent a field goal and defeated another one by 100 points. So those would have been things that we would have made fun of. But Montana, I would have made fun of because I think it's funny. But Montana is the latest state to initiate a running clock after 40 points. Get it over with. And I think we should urge our NSAA to do the same thing, only after 20 points.
Get the heck out of it. Just get out of here. Get out of here. Why would you say anything so stupid?
I was kidding about the 20 points, but I think 30 or 40 points certainly would require a running clock. I think that's a great idea. Montana, ladies.
Yeah, let's get it over with. Let's get it over with. Let's get it over with. That's the whole point. That's the key. Let's get it out of there. Let's get it done as quick as possible.
Well, does it do much it doesn't serve any other purpose to keep beating up on a weaker opponent, does it not? That's what we do in football.
There's 12. I've seen as many as 18 kids suited up for varsity this year, which is wrong. But, 18 kids suited up for varsity. I'm guessing you can get them all in. If you know going into a game that you're going to crush an opponent, go ahead and suit up those 15 kids. 15. That's the rule that should be in the book. At no time should any varsity team be allowed to suit up any more than 15. Why do you think there's 15 spots in the book? 15. 15.
Because that's how many varsity players there should be.
15. Well, there shouldn't even be that many, but I'll go with 15. If that's what they want, 15. But anyway, you got enough kids, you play them. No. It's an 8-minute. The game's only going to take, unless they call a ton of fouls, and in some of these instances, yes, when you have a bad team, there's fouling, a lot of turnovers, the ball gets kicked out of bounds. But, if a game goes an hour and a half, that is amazingly long. So you're playing a girls' and boys' doubleheader, and you're out of there in 3 hours, which is equivalent to the same time for a football game. So I don't see any problem with the way we have it now. It happens. You just got to get better. I mean, we've seen teams that have been great that aren't good now. We've seen teams that aren't good, you know, haven't been for a long time that are finally starting to get good. No, I'm against the running clock.
But 112-16, something's got to be done about it. I mean, I know it's only one instance or, you know, two or three that are pointed out, but something has to be done. You got to do something, don't you?
Well, it's you can't really mandate the way coaches coach. And this is my opinion, where they get into a little bit of a problem is that, well, if we're going to play our number 11, 12, 13, 14 kid on the bench, we have to play the same way that our varsity plays, which means our system is to put on the full court press. No, you don't. Stand back in the 2-3 zone, let the other team get the ball up the floor, then do whatever you want. That's fine. But if you're pressing up 60, that's when you need a boot in your butt.
No, I agree. But still, sometimes standing in that 2-3 zone, you can't tell your kids not to play defense and not to play the game.
No,
and if you're going to pick up balls.
No, that's a whole lot different than pressing.
I understand, but there are still instances where teams just literally cannot function and cannot get the ball.
I'll tell you what, that's also part of sports is supposed to be about learning. That's also a little bit about learning. It's not beating somebody's brains in by 80 points. It's about learning and, you know, take whatever lessons you want out of that. A little respect, self-control, you know, sportsmanship. You know, no, you don't just stand, you don't just get out of the way and let them run in for a layup, but you play respectable hands up 2-3 defense. If they throw it to you, you take it and you go to the other end, which is like a running clock.
Okay. Montana, the next state to adopt that. I believe they said there are 16 states that now have something in effect, but 40 points is their rule.
That's a lot of points. That is a lot of points. 40-point rule. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure it's something that will be discussed around here. And really, it doesn't happen that often. But, okay, 40 points. There you go. That's Daddy. Okay, great for you. Woohoo. You happy now?
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm thrilled. You guys see some pretty good basketball last night. 1-point game in the girls' game.
Pleasanton got an offensive putback as time expired, and they won at 54-51. They were called a foul on the same play, so they let them shoot the free throw, which is why it was a 3-point difference instead of a 2-point difference. Looking forward to the conference tournaments next week. Fort Kearney Conference, Lou Platt Conference. Looking forward to those conference tournaments that are coming up. And last night, Minden barely surviving for their rematch with Ainsworth, a 1-point win against Ogallala in the Southwest Conference Tournament. So the Minden Whippets, who have played so many top 10 great competitive games, I hope the Whippets are not running out of gas. They will be playing in Lexington against Ainsworth for the conference championship. I think the girls play their semifinals tonight. So hopefully Minden boys and girls are both in there. The boys are. The girls will be playing tonight. And I think they're playing Broken Bow in the semifinals. So that's going on tomorrow at Lexington Central Conference, Centennial Conference. The Grand Island Central Catholic girls are in the conference tournament finals there. Crossroads going on. The RPAC is going on. So a lot of conference tournaments this week. Those that aren't going on this week are going on next week. So best of luck to all those kids as they continue to plug along for the postseason. And somebody that is probably fairly happy is going to be Marissa Kostanek. Finally, she has been instated. The story that a lot of people have been following, the transfer from Crete, the All-Stater from Crete, went to Lincoln Southeast. The NSAA and various courts have said she was not eligible. Well, finally, a house has been bought so that her official residence can now be listed in Lincoln. And so she'll join Katie Burkle, K.K. Hauser, and a variety of others on the unbeaten top-ranked Lincoln Southeast team, who plays the top-ranked team in Iowa's top class, Sioux City North, in the Tournament of Champions tonight. And so they will have one of their tougher tests tonight up in South Sioux City.
And the main reason this was so critical the Kostanek family to get this deal done is because there are 7 games remaining, which is 30% of your schedule, which means if you compete in 30% of your schedule, you then qualify for district and state tournament action. If it would have been down to 6, they would have been below that, and it wouldn't have mattered had she become eligible. She could have played in the last five or six varsity competitions, but once districts and state came, would have not been on the roster, would have been unable to be added to that roster. So they had to get it done this week, and fortunately enough for them, they did get it done this week.
Also, the UNK football program today has announced the name of four players who have transferred to UNK this semester. They'll each take part in winter conditioning and then participate in spring ball this March. The group includes inside linebacker Daryl Bostic out of Killeen, Texas, and he transfers in from Western New Mexico out of the conference. Defensive lineman Luke Landry of Concord, California, he comes out of Diablo Valley College. Outside linebacker Micah Madlock from Lincoln, who had been at San Diego Mesa College. How do you end up at San Diego Mesa College? And defensive end Jared Stutzman out of Grand Island, who had been at Midland Lutheran in the NAIA, is going to come play in Division II. Madlock prepped at Lincoln High, spent 2 years in California, 48 tackles this past season. Stutzman spent 2 years in Fremont for the Warriors. A friend high school graduate, Stutzman registered 15 tackles this past year, including six for lost yardage. UNK will begin spring workouts in late March. So some new faces for Daryl Morse and the crew at UNK.
Defensive help on the way, it looks like, for the linebacking core.
Daddy, it's Friday, and usually you make your selections. Are there any selections to be made this week?
I don't believe there are. It's kind of a quiet weekend.
Did you, by the way, being in and out of consciousness this last week, I never really looked at this story. Did you see how Sam Keller did in the Shrine game?
No, I did not.
All right. Well, good. Yay.
No, I did not. I do not think it was good from what I've heard a couple things.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, speaking of Sam Keller, after that infamous cup-throwing incident last year, he tweaked a little something. And he went and saw Dr. John Klingensmith. And Dr. John Klingensmith was able to get Sam ready to go, ready for a spring ball, ready for fall ball, because Dr. John Klingensmith is all about wellness care. When we talk about chiropractic wellness, we mean a program of care that patients are put on who have chronic spinal pain. A patient enters a chiropractic office with a specific complaint, and after the initial treatment plan has been completed and the patient's symptoms are subsided, the doctor might decide to place the patient on a maintenance adjustment program to maintain this patient's mobility and pain-free state. You might come in for a single adjustment, but if it's something that has been bothering you for a long, long time and requires more than one or two visits, they want to make sure you're getting in the right shape. Take care of your body. Take care of your back. Take care of your spine. Maintain your health by seeing Dr. John Klingensmith today. He's open Monday through Friday at 11 West 31st Street in Kearney. You can call for an appointment, 234-4940. Feel great in 2008, feet people. Dr. John Klingensmith, just south of Good Samaritan Hospital, 11 West 31st Street, 234-4940. Don't walk around in pain. Feel better today. Let's get the last person qualified for the ESPN Pizza Eating Contest, sponsored by Godfathers. Tonight, you'll be participating for one of the sections at the Storm Game. Many great prizes for the winning section. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. If no one in your household is qualified for the contest, we'll take caller number 4. 1-888-455-ESPN. Caller number 4, and we will be back. Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling coach, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most. protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial associate, see Paul Mueller in Kearney or look them up on the web at thrivent.com.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will be at home on Friday night. It's ESPN night as they skate against Sioux Falls at 7:05. Then it's off to Sioux City on Saturday. The Nebraska men's basketball team will play at number 2 Kansas Saturday afternoon at 12:30. The Nebraska women's basketball team will play at 6th-ranked Baylor on Saturday evening. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will be at home on Saturday to take on Colorado School of Mines, women at 2 and the men at 4. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams travel to Sioux City to take on Briar Cliff, the women at 2 and the men at 4. And the only wrestling going on is UNK Thursday hosting Shadron State in a duel. That gets underway at 7 o'clock. For Hastings, they are off until the 1st of February when they travel to Morningside, and the Nebraska wrestling team is off until February 2nd when they host Missouri. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
We will have fairly bright conditions as we go throughout today with a blend of sun and clouds, and west winds will be around at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll climb to a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear with west winds around 5 to 15. That will help us drop to a low of 15. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jonathan Lowe.
It's 25 currently.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And it appears that we have completed the ESPN Godfather's Pizza Eating Contest Roundtable. Derek, who is the final qualifier for tonight's festivities?
Sean from Kearney is our fourth qualifier. So from Kearney, that is. We have two other qualifiers coming in from Hastings. So we got our six.
So best of luck to the qualifiers tonight. Check in at the ESPN booth when you arrive before the game so we can get you ready to go for tonight's contest. And best of luck. Come on out. Cheer on the competitors. You may be a winner as well if you move on and sit in the right section and cheer on the winner tonight. So best of luck in tonight's pizza eating contest. Coming up, Mark Manning, head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska. And, Daddy, I don't know how much we'll get to talk to him about this, but one of the interesting things about Will Compton coming to Nebraska is that his brother Cody, I believe it is a top-notch wrestler who has talked to Coach Manning. And, of course, he can't talk about individual athletes. But for Cody, he's a nationally ranked wrestler as a junior in high school. And when the Comptons visited Lincoln last summer, Manning broke from a clinic to visit an hour with Compton and his family. His father said, "We've always hoped Will and Cody would be together at the same college. I think there's a great possibility."
More excitement for the wrestling team, as if they needed any more, being ranked second in the all of the land.
And they have Missouri, who's currently ranked 11th, coming up next, next Saturday, February 2nd, going on in Lincoln. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And don't forget to check out the poll in one question brought to you by Prairie Hills, which I know Daddy has told you so much about this week. The poll question this week has been, how do you think Nebraska's men's basketball team will finish? NCAA, NIT, or staying home?
Boy, it sure looks like option three there, or C, as it may be, would be the choice of many people.
65% say stay home, 30% NIT, about 5% NCAA tournament. So somebody out there still has the faith. Nebraska plays at Kansas tomorrow afternoon. If you're in Kearney, you're going to have to go track it down. It is on ESPN, but it's on ESPN Plus. Everybody else listening will be able to see it, but not if you're in Kearney.
Another one of those fickle mistresses.
So if you don't want to do that, how about you get the golf clubs out and you go out to Prairie Hills Golf Course, where they have a new attitude about treating their golfers right. With their great expanse and new additions to the course upkeep, Prairie Hills is expected to be one of the best courses in central Nebraska. Of course, they've got their great golf simulator out there, practice greens, the driving range. Prairie Hills is open every day from 8 a.m. and stays open until midnight. Complete bar with drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. Come out and meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills, where 2008 memberships are affordable, from as low as $290 for a single five-day-a-week membership without cart to full family seven-day memberships with cart rental included. They've added punch cards that you can use for multiple rounds of 9 or 18 holes. Some great additions to help your game out there at Prairie Hills Golf Course, just north of Menards, 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10. Come see Curtis, Kurt, and Nick at Prairie Hills Golf. New attitude about treating their golfers all right.
Doug, I guess if we wanted to pick a game this weekend to wager on or look at to pick a winner, we could pick the Senior Bowl. It's going on this weekend, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
A lot of seniors there.
A lot of seniors. You got to be a senior to play in the Senior Bowl.
A lot has been made of the Delaware quarterback. Really? He's out there with John David Booty and of course, Michigan quarterback Chad Henne is making some progress, according to some of the reports I've been seeing and reading.
It's a little bit different than most of these, like Hula Bowl, where you go over with college coaches. These actually have NFL coaches, Lane Kiffin and Mike Nolan, the San Francisco coach, coaching their sides respectively. I believe Nolan's on the South and Kiffin's on the North team. But nonetheless, they actually used to go two-a-days for this, leading up to this. They do not do that anymore. It is one practice, but they do a lot of agility drills and a lot of scouts on hand for this, for obvious reasons, as people trying to make that jump to the next level. But as far as going to the Hula Bowl and having a good time and relaxing a little bit, I think, this isn't really a relaxed deal. Now, you're in Mobile, Alabama, so there's not as much to do as there probably is in Hawaii either. But a lot of the attention is focused on football this week. It should be a very, very competitive game. And people, the defensive players, trying to light up those offensive players. And the offensive players in their own right trying to get down the field and make big plays.
You're trying to rise your stock in the draft or keep it up there, Colt Brennan. Evidently so-so. A lot of people are really kind of knifing him in the back since this season has moved along and since his name came up for the Heisman, not since the Sugar Bowl, because I think they were knifing him before the Sugar Bowl. So I wonder if Colt Brennan will be that guy who's obviously going to slide down the draft board that catches on somewhere. He's going to be a backup. Then all of a sudden the starter goes down. He's forced into a situation where he needs to step in, and he steps in and shines. I think it'll be interesting to follow the NFL career of Colt Brennan, or will he simply be the next guy that threw a lot of touchdown passes and wasn't worth anything in the National Football League.
A.K.A. Andre Ware.
Well, David Klinger.
There you go.
The last guy. Well, Tommy Chang at Hawaii. I mean, Timmy Chang, who didn't do much. You can't really say much for David Carr at Fresno State. You know, came in and hasn't had a successful. Although, you know, you get put in a situation at Houston where you're an expansion team. That's not a very good situation to be put in. You may say what you want about Harvey Perlman, but he's convinced Bo Pelini that we're not going to pay you a lot of money if you get fired. I want to know who the agent was that let that go through. Evidently, not Gary O'Hagan, who was Bill Callahan's agent. Perlman said he thanks Pelini and his willingness to accept a mitigation provision in his contract, a clause greatly reducing the amount of money owed to football coach Pelini if he's fired. Why would you even put that in, Tony? Why would you even put that in?
Probably no need to. That's why Pelini wasn't worried about it, is he didn't have an agent. It was just between them and word of mouth.
It was a crucial part of contract negotiations. Perlman said the total of $5.3 million in payoffs to athletic director Steve Peterson and football coach Bill Callahan after they were fired last year was the reason both were allowed to keep the money after they got new jobs.
Interesting.
Mark Manning, Nebraska wrestling coach, coming up. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Favorite pizza is great, like an All-American linebacker first-round pick. But douse it with Tabasco Original Red, and you've got a 10-time All-Pro 400-pound Hall of Famer whose daddy didn't love him. He's got a 75-inch chest and 40-inch quads, benches 750, squats 1,000, runs the 40 and 4 flat, has a 38-inch vert, 6 missing teeth, holds the record for getting kicked out of the game, cracks helmets in practice, and delivers concussions like a 200-car freight train with 8 engines in a soda can. So add Tabasco Original Red to your favorite pizza on game day, and bring the heat.
Does my wallet look fat?
Your wallet?
No.
Oh, it does. It's fat with money.
No.
I just ate a 200-calorie flatbread Sammy from Quiznos. Oh, it was delicious. And it only cost me $2, so now my wallet's all fat.
It is pretty big. Guys like that, though.
Quiznos 2 new flatbread Sammys, $2, 200 calories, black Angus steak or balsamic chicken, big taste, smaller size. Mmm, Quiznos, love what you eat.
At participating locations for limited time only.
Storm Hockey!
Storm Hockey! It's your team!
Storm Hockey, along with the Spaghetti Shop and Taco John's, present Back to the 70s night on Friday, January 25th, when the Sioux Falls Stampede comes to the First Tier Events Center. Come dressed in your favorite 70s duds. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm vs. Stampede. Storm Hockey, presented by Vieira Wireless.
Storm Hockey!
Storm Hockey!
It's your team!
If you or someone you know is looking for a part-time position, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse to find out about immediate opportunities, including waitstaff, host and hostess, as well as bartenders. Due to seasonal changes as students begin to depart, several openings are available. To apply in person, stop by Grandpa's Steakhouse, southeast of the I-80 interchange in Kearney, after 5 p.m. for complete details on positions and compensation available. Grandpa's Steakhouse, an equal opportunity employer.
Who should be the next Nebraska AD? How long before a Nebraska national championship? If Bill Callahan were a tree, what kind of tree would he be?
Second-class one.
That's the kind of question you'll find in the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course poll-in-one feature at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nothing earth-shattering.
Anything you've ever wondered about. Kennedy assassination. Roswell.
Just what everybody's talking about. The Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course poll-in-one. Front page of ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Prairie Hills Golf Course. Clubhouse, new owners, new attitude.
Rolling through the hour, Doug and Daddy show here. I know a lot of you thinking about lunch. Great place for lunch. Try out the Chicken Coop today. Catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. Probably have the golf on about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Great seat, not a bad seat in the house, matter of fact. Great food and drink specials every night. Like the chicken feeder appetizer, combination of 6 wings, buffalo chips, onion rings, and cheese sticks. Or try one of their pizzas. The Supreme is loaded with all your favorites. The pepper jackaroni, pepper jack cheese piled high with pepperoni and bell peppers. Or like the drunken Italian, it's loaded with Italian sausage, onion, mushrooms, red peppers, marinated in amber ale, topped with heapings of blended cheeses. Get to the Chicken Coop today. Check out all your favorite sports. Not a bad seat in there. Drink specials. Always at the Chicken Coop, Grand Island and Kearney.
You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Well, I'll tell you what, it has turned to the talk of all of Nebraska the last couple of weeks. The impressive performance that the Nebraska wrestling team has had. Coach Mark Manning, alma mater, your favorite daddy, UNO, but he is leading.
Oh!
he is leading the Huskers, and the Huskers are coming off the second place finish at the national duels. And then, to prove that that wasn't a fluke, went down to Oklahoma State, had an impressive duel victory on Sunday in front of a live national television audience, and we are pleased to welcome the head wrestling coach of the Nebraska wrestling program, Mark Manning, to the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Hey, glad to have you on. Congratulations to the great start. I mean, once again, it takes something like this to get the state abuzz again about any program, and everybody is now starting to watch what Nebraska wrestling is doing in just a two, three week time span.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Our kids have, really done a super job. And earlier in the year, we were a little banged up, and we got our guys healthy during Christmas, and came back and trained hard. And we've shown what we're capable of doing.
Coach, was there really a lack of respect heading into the duels, and your kids wanted to go out and prove something?
Well, I think I think they just take the mindset that they want to be the best, and they're wrestling with a lot of confidence, and they know they've trained hard, and they really wrestle a physical style. And they're a bunch of go-getters, they're you know, we kind of think that our gun's loaded with 10 bullets and we're going to try to fire, you know, 10 hard ones, not, no blanks, you know, and, they just are wrestling with a lot of confidence, and I think they did have a lot to prove, and I think you know, obviously they proved that, but they took that mindset out on the mat with them.
Mark Manning, the head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They have been rolling along since a dual loss back the first week of December to Minnesota. Coach, was there a spot, whether it was the national duels early the season, was there a spot that sparked this team? Is there something you can put your finger on that says, you know what, I know we're heading in the right direction?
Well, I think we saw it last spring. We had four freshmen wrestle last year, two redshirt freshmen and two true freshmen, Stephen Dwyer and Jordan Burroughs, wrestle last year. We pulled them out of redshirt in January, and you know, they all made the NCAA tournament, and they, you know, they all came really close to being All American, and they all won matches at the NCAA tournament. So, and they all four of them had great Big 12 tournaments. So I think it really built there. That's where it really started. And I think their belief system really grew from that. And then they trained real hard this spring and summer, and they put in a lot of hard work there. And so going into this year, they just carry that confidence. And, you know, Craig Brester was hurt earlier this year. Young man from Howells, he's just a sophomore. He's having a great year. So he was hurt early on, you know, he's back and healthy and wrestling real well right now for us.
Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, talk about the Nebraska kids. Any Division I program, it seems like, out there, kids come from all over the country to different Division I schools. But, boy, you're doing it with some local talent. Ray Oliver Jr. out of Creighton Prep, Brandon Brown from Plattsmith, and then you mentioned Craig Brester already out of Howells.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, you know, 10 weights in college, and three of them are native Nebraska kids. And, you know, Chris is a junior, 157-pounder for us. His dad was an All-American at Nebraska, and Chris wants to leave behind a little legacy himself. And then, you know, Brandon Brown is having a tremendous year. I think he's ranked third or fourth, fifth, somewhere in there. He's having a great, great year at 174 for us. And then, obviously, Craig Brester, he's just a sophomore, and Brandon's a junior. So, you know, we got these guys around for a while, and I think that bodes well for kids in the state if they have that passion and dream to be a national champion and be an All-American. You know, they can achieve those goals, and, you know, I think it sets up well for kids that, you know, they're getting ready to have their districts and then states here in a few weeks. You know, they can take their dream another step further.
Speaking of Howells, earlier this week, a former Nebraska national champion, Brad Vering, was chosen as the 2007 Wrestling Male Athlete of the Year by the U.S. Olympic Committee. Mark, how important is it to have kids like Brad Vering who are still involved back to the Tolly Thompson days, guys that were involved in the Olympics to have a face to put on this Nebraska program for years to come?
Well, I think it's great, and Brad was Brad's really done a great job this year. I was in Russia and saw him take a silver medal at the World Championships, and basically kind of catapulted the Greco-Roman team to a world title. And Brad's a hard-working kid, and he's really paid the price and really gone through the valleys to get to the top of the mountain, sort of saying. And you know, he has a great opportunity to make the Olympic team next year, you know, along with Tolly Thompson. And you know, I think that's good. I think it's good having guys coming through your program that want to reach the ultimate goal to be an Olympic champion and a world champion. So I think we have some kids on our program right now with those type of aspirations.
Mark, I think the casual fan like I, you know, would maybe look at this season and go, well, national duels was hell. We're probably getting ready for the Big 12s and then obviously nationals. But, well, there's a lot of work for you guys to be done in between here and then.
Yeah, definitely. We have our Big 12 schedule. We just started with Oklahoma State. And, you know, next weekend we have Missouri coming to town, and they're a tough team. They match up well with us. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready to go. And then, you know, February 10th with OU, and they traditionally have a great team. And so, And then Iowa State at the end of the month of February. So over there, it's going to be on Iowa Public Television. So we got a lot of big meets and a lot of big matchups, really, our individuals against a lot of, you know, ranked guys. So we got, you know, we got a lot left to prove. But what I see in our guys is a lot of still more room to improve, and our kids are doing that in the practice room every day. You know, that's the key. That's the key to keep them working and keep them hungry, you know?
And it's a long season, and as you said, you got to keep them healthy. That's the key in wrestling. And you'll be on the road a little bit during Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament when you go to Ryder and Hofstra. But interesting story broke kind of outside of wrestling, and I know you can't make a specific comment, but I would imagine you're a little pleased when you see that Will Compton has decided to come to Nebraska to play football.
Yeah, Will Compton's, I met him well, a couple unofficial visits here this fall when he came down for football games, and you know, and his brother and the family, and so a great family, great kid, and we're happy to have him as a Husker, you know. So
pretty talented family, that's for sure. Hey, Coach, before and hopefully more of them will head this way.
Hey, that's right.
Let's talk about Paul Donahoe. Tell me a little bit about where he's at right now, as he's the defending national champ.
Well, Paul had suffered a couple injuries and setbacks. He was sick earlier this year. He's bounced back from that. He's really wrestling right now, getting back to the form that he was at the end of last year. And so, you know, he's healthy. He feels good. You know, he had a little setback at national duels, but nothing that big. He got beat by, you know, Jason Ness. I kind of thought it was a bad call, but against the Minnesota kid, he's ranked second. You know, and now Paul is regrouped, and I think he's going to have a great end of the year. And he's real fired up. I mean, he's got ADDF. You know, he's one of those guys. He's got a lot of energy, and he brings the kitchen sink at you. You know, he's just a little mighty mite, but he keeps coming at you, and that's his style. And you know, I think at the national duels he wasn't wrestling that way. He was a little bit more protective and playing it close to the cuff. And now he's in practice room, he's cutting loose. And so I think you're going to see this his next five duels and that Big 12 tournament. He's going to come loaded for bear, and you know, he's just a great conditioner. It's great to have a kid like that lead your team, because he's the lightest weight guy, and he's usually the first guy that steps out there, and he sets the tone, you know, and he's going to come a million miles an hour at you. And, you know, that just bodes well for your team, because the next guy has more confidence, the next guy and the next guy, and, you know, you can get on a roll. And he's a kid that, man, I'll take him every day. You know, he brings that intensity and that mindset that he wants to be the best, and he's going to go out and prove it. So I really like where he's at. He's doing really well right now, and so we're looking for big things for Paul down the road.
Mark, when you look ahead to that Big 12 championship and then the NCAA championships, you guys are winning the duels, and obviously such a different format. Is the overall goal to come back with two big trophies, or is there, hey, you know, that takes something awfully special, and we're going to settle for a top five?
Well, we don't want. We're hoping that we're going to do better than that, but we're really just trying to get our kids to accomplish. You know, it's a little different format, and it's a little bit like the same like a dual meet, man. You know, you got 10 weight classes. You got to win, you know, five or six, or get some bonus points to win each duel. Well, it's the same thing in tournaments, the Big 12s, NCAA tournament. We got to get our guys reaching their potential. And when you get, you know, seven, eight guys performing in the tops in their weight class, then great things are going to happen championship wise. And so we're just trying to get those guys to achieve their goal. And that's the key at the end of the year, is to get them wrestling great and keep them relaxed and keep them focused on their goal, not so much on the team. If they do their business, then the team accomplishments will take care of themselves.
He might be the first UNO Maverick I'm cheering for.
Well, yeah, I've worn a few other colors, but I'm still a Maverick, and I'm definitely a Husker, that's for sure.
Mark, can you comment a little bit on the wrestling at the Division II level in the state? It's just been unbelievable lately.
Yeah, it's the last 4 or 5 years, UNO has always had a great program, and Mark Bauer at Kearney has done a terrific job. I mean, just... it's one thing to do it one year, but when you're consistent and, every year you have consistent performances, that falls back on Mark Bauer and his staff. They've done a great job. Shadron State has done a good job too. I mean, they always have some kids in there, vying for Division II national titles. And, I think, Hastings College has wrestling now. York has wrestling now. I think that, gives kids out there opportunities to go to school and wrestle and compete in a sport that teaches great values, and that's discipline, hard work, and being able to get out there and have to do it on your own, life lessons. And so I think with Kearney and UNO and Shadron being so strong, it really I look down on the mat at the national duels. We were on one mat, Kearney was on one mat, UNO was on one mat, and Dana was on one mat. I mean, I think that's, I think that's good. I mean, that's pretty big in Nebraska. I mean, we're not, noted for a great, great, we're not like Pennsylvania or Ohio, noted for great high school wrestling. So I think that bodes well for all the programs.
Well, he picked up career dual win number 100 back against Northern Colorado. He's wrapped that all the way up to 105 here and looking for more. They'll have back-to-back home duels February 2nd against Missouri, February 10th against Oklahoma. And Mark Manning, the head wrestling coach at Nebraska, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and appreciate it a lot. So,
take care.
Oscars.
All right, thanks so much, Mark. Mark Manning, head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska, ranked number 2 in the country.
I think, opened a lot of people's eyes. And I think, UNK's had so many people injured. I think it's getting people healthy towards the end of the year. And this could be a special time for this Husker wrestling program.
Well, you can't win if you're not healthy. I mean, that's pretty much the way things go there. And you have to stay healthy. And you have to have a lot of luck involved. Plus, you got to be good. So you got to start with being good. Then you got to have health. Then you got to have some luck. I mean, Paul Donahoe won the national championship last year. There's nothing that says, hey, you're going to win it, because one move, one slip up, one great move, one mistake.
You're in the Cobra Clutch.
or the underdog, splittles you all over the mat, and you're in trouble. But the Huskers are definitely forefront in the wrestling world right now. One of the teams that have caught the eye of many. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and back with our final segment of the week after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
There's a feeling in the air.
There's excitement everywhere.
Crossroads for Lincoln Mercury.
Do you like hockey? Are you 21 or older? In the market for a different car or truck? Right now, for a limited time, while they last. Test drive any car or truck at Crossroads Ford and get 2 complimentary Storm home game tickets. Stop at Crossroads Ford and Kearney to get complete details. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Hey, it's Helio's Mobile Lifestyle Minute. We're talking about the must-have device of 2008, the Helio Misto.
Yeah, how do you know Misto is the must-have device of 2008?
Wow, come on! The new Misto has GPS features like Garmin Mobile, runs on a super-fast nationwide network, and it's a Helio. Sign up for service today at any Helio retailer or by calling 888-88-HELIO. Visit Helio.com for more information. Don't call it a phone. Services may require additional fees. Helio member terms and other restrictions apply. See your Helio representative for details.
Hey, Tony Stewart, what's it like to bump draft at 200 miles an hour? See for yourself. NASCAR Hot Pass, only from DirecTV, you get 5 different camera angles, so you can feel what it's like to trade paint with the boys. And live team audio lets you hear us complain about our cars all race long. And the best part? You don't have to hold it in for 400 laps.
For $40 a season, NASCAR Hot Pass only from DirecTV puts you behind the wheel with Tony Stewart and your other favorite drivers. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com.
Sports subscription sold separately. Hardware and programming required and available separately. Offer ends 4/16/08. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We will have fairly bright conditions as we go throughout today with a blend of sun and clouds, and west winds will be around at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll climb to a high of 36. Tonight, mostly clear with west winds around 5 to 15. That will help us drop to a low of 15. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jonathan Lowe.
It's 25 currently.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, I am black, but when I come back, no, no.
Well, pretty soon you'll end up there, Amy.
She is there, right, Derek?
She's there. She checked into rehab under the advisement of her family, friends, nephews, nieces, doctors,
hairdresser,
yeah, everyone.
Good Lord, did you see that hair?
Is she on that Drew Penske show?
I have no idea who Drew Penske is.
Adam Carolla, Loveline, Dr. Drew, and Adam.
Nice. I don't know.
He's got they send out a week before these people go to rehab.
I'm going to guess no, because Amy Winehouse is from England. She's from England, so I'm going to guess no. Hey, I want to give away some tickets to UNK basketball tomorrow night, Derek. We've got Colorado Mines coming in, women and men. I guess it's in the afternoon, I should say, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Just give us a call right now. A chance to be a winner tomorrow. 1-888-455-ESPN. First person through gets a pair of tickets to tomorrow's UNK men's and women's basketball doubleheader against Colorado Mines at 2 and 4 at the lovely Health and Sports Center. Call now, 1-888-455-ESPN. Well, across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney, T-Bone the Big Steer says, welcome in for a special this weekend at where?
Troutman's
Quality Meats. USDA Choice Certified Angus Bacon Wrapped Beef Tenderloin. It's a special today and tomorrow only at Troutman's Quality Meat. Let me say that again. USDA Choice Certified Angus Bacon Wrapped Beef Tenderloin.
Oh, Lord.
They also have flat iron steaks on special and the freshest sausages you'll find anywhere, from Polska Kielbasa to garlic. Of course, you can get ready for the Super Bowl at Troutman's. Get one of their meat and cheese trays. They've got snack sticks, all kinds of cheese, great beer and wine selection. Maybe you want a little seafood. Who doesn't like a little shrimpy? Seafood selection. They've got the seasonings for your steaks, the best ground beef in town. You can actually taste the difference with their hamburger patties. Maybe you're going to whip up some soup. Maybe it's just going to be one of those things where you have a little soup and a lot of the meat and cheese tray and a lot of crackers and chips and dip. Well, they've got great soup mixes as well at the T-Bone space. T-Bone is waiting outside for you at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney, where, again, USDA Choice Certified Angus bacon-wrapped beef tenderloins, a special Friday and Saturday, today, tomorrow. Flat iron steaks are on special as well. See them at Troutman's Quality Meats. And don't think that it's too soon. Maybe you go in and get something special ordered up for Super Bowl.
I was just thinking, don't wait till next Saturday and say, can you make me a $50 meat and cheese tray? My friends are coming over tomorrow morning.
Yeah, some prime rib.
No, it ain't going to work like that. Get in there today, order it. They'll have it ready on Friday or Saturday. It'll be ready for you. It'll be ready for the Super Bowl. It'll be ready for the party.
Troutman's Quality Meats, crowds from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Speaking of wrestling, by the way, we just talked to Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning. UNK took care last night of Shadron State by a score of 33-18. So the Lopers continue doing good things despite being injured.
Yeah, no surprise there. Shadron State, you know, a team UNK should have handled. They were able to do that last night. Anytime you see that 15, 18 point, well, it depends on open weight class. So that's what this wrestling, the fickle deal.
Well, Joe Ellenberger and Jeff Rutledge each reached 100 career wins last night. Oh. So you know what? They reached on 99. Because it was a dual. Only wrestling. UNK now 8-3 on the season and pushed their RMAC dual win streak to 23 straight. UNK will host Colorado School of Mines and UNO next Saturday. The Mines duel at Cushing Coliseum at 1, and the UNO duel next Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Health and Sports Center.
Good thing Peter probably didn't even have to get out his calculator for that. 99? Okay, just cross that off, make it 100.
He's good at that.
Very nice.
Even with an Ohio education, he's able to figure that out. Good job, Peter. Hey, coming up, Hastings College basketball this weekend. It looks like it's a Briarcliff time. Mike will have all the call there. Nebraska basketball, of course, we had Connie Yori on this week. They head, after their big win against number 21 Texas A&M, to number 6 Baylor tomorrow. Biggest game of the year so far for the Huskers at number 6 Baylor tomorrow. And the Husker man at Kansas at 12:30. Yay.
Oh, how bad is that going to be? It's going to be ugly. It's going to be this team just crushing people. Article after article about how deep they are, how talented they are. 6 people expected to go to the NBA draft. Nebraska has, well, perhaps one that could go to the NBA draft. This deal could be a 35-point game.
Okay, let's pack it in on Marich, and then let's run them to death. Hey, don't forget tomorrow right here on ESPN Radio, a highly anticipated matchup between the number one team in the country, Memphis, as they host Gonzaga, pregame at 10:45. And tip off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. NCAA basketball taking you all the way through the championship game in April right here on ESPN Radio.
Doug, looking forward to next week when all the Super Bowl talk gets started. And you know what I'd really like to have to put on eBay? That boot Tom Brady's wearing. I think if you get that boot signed by Tom Brady, I think that sucker would be worth a lot of money.
Congratulations to Dan and Carney. You won the UNK basketball tickets. You want Das Boot. It is ESPN night at the Tri-City Storm. We hope to see you out there tonight for the Godfather's Pizza Eating Contest and wish all of our competitors the very best of luck. And I think the Storms still have that unbeaten streak on ESPN night. So let's see if we can keep that rolling.
Falls. I know. Very interesting.
I know Bliss just fell out of his chair. So 7:05 go time tonight. We want to thank Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning for joining us on the show. If you missed any of the great interviews this week, go to our ESPNSuperStation.com. Listen to the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal.
Hey, we're going to be back on Monday with more Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of Super Bowl talk next week. We'll get it started here at 11 o'clock.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.